We are reading in the writings of Baal Sulam or Kabbalah for the Student, an article of Giving of the Torah, item 14. You can send your questions to Kab.tv or Sviva Tova, and selected questions will be asked here during the lesson. Item 14. Thus, we can clearly see that toward those who observe Torah and Mitzvot Lishma, there is no difference between the two parts of the Torah, even on the practical side. This is because before one accomplishes it, one is compelled to feel any act of bestowal, either toward another person or toward the Creator, as emptiness beyond conception. But through great effort, one slowly rises and attains a second nature. And then one attains the final goal, which is Dvekut with Him. Since this is so, it is reasonable to think that the part of the Torah that deals with man's relationship with his friend is better capable of bringing one to the desired goal. Since the work in mitzvot between man and God is fixed and specific and is not demanding, and a person becomes easily accustomed to it, and everything that is done out of habit is no longer useful. But the mitzvot between man and man are changing and irregular, and demands surround him wherever he turns. Hence, their cure is much more certain and their aim is closer.
Questions? Well, let's see how you ask. Yes? No one else wants to ask.
I barely know what to ask. He says, that it's reasonable to think that the part of the Torah that deals with man's relationship with his friend is better capable of bringing one to the desired goal. Why do I need Torah if I only need the relationship?
What is considered Torah?
Torah is instruction.
What is instruction? What is it? A book of instructions?
That's why I'm asking you.
Torah are those actions, both in thought and desire, and even in physical action, that bring us the reforming light. The actions themselves, what is being done, also in the intellect and in the sensations and in the hands, the actions themselves are not beneficial. They are only a means to invite the reforming light. Actually, it's not the hands, and not the reading, and not the study or anything, but rather according to the desire of the heart, the inclination of the heart, because it's the heart that we need to correct. Therefore, we need the reforming light. It is called Torah, the light that arrives to correct our desire, is called Torah. And then we associate with the concept of Torah all that invokes this light. It's the study, and it's the actions, and it's dissemination, anything you say. This is all in order to correct ourselves. Therefore, all those actions are called altogether Torah. But the actual Torah is, I have created the evil inclination, I've created the Torah as a spice, because the light in it reforms. That's it. So the light. Now the question is, how do we awaken the light to correct us? So from here you have all the things around, the whole method. You have to know that you're corrupted, you need to know what it means to be corrected, what is considered the reforming light. So to the question whether it's good for you to be corrected, how this light works, how you can influence it, are we obligated to do so? In what manner do we need to be connected, maybe, to evoke the light? And so on and so forth. Here is already the whole structure. But this has nothing to do with the Torah. The Torah, it actually is just the light that comes to the will to receive of yours and adds the intention in order to bestow to it. The will to receive doesn't change, only it starts to receive on it more and more and more by the desire, the light that it reforms, and according to the intention, it starts to operate similar to the Creator.
He opened the item, saying, we can see clearly that those who observe Torah and Mitzvot, there is no difference between the two parts of Torah, even on the practical side. So how can you explain it? Meaning he engages in Torah and Mitzvot Lishma.
Thus we can clearly see that with our eyes,
choice,
that relative to one who engages in Torah and Mitzvot Lishma, there is no difference between the two parts of the Torah, even on the practical side. There's no difference. If I'm doing Lishma, it doesn't matter what I'm doing. It's Lishma. It's in order to bestow. I'm already corrected. I'm carrying out the actions. So for me, it's that I'm going to work in the field in order to bestow, or I'm studying Torah in a seminary in order to bestow, or I'm offering something on the altar in the holy temple in order to bestow. It's all in order to bestow. Now there's a difference, and I'll tell you that one who does work in the field in order to feed people, on the even the most corporeal degrees, does greater corrections than one who works in the holy temple. Because a person that is closer to Malchut, to the works of Malchut, is more beneficial and brings more contentment to the Creator.
What are these two parts of Torah that he mentions here? He says, and he feels no difference in the two parts of Torah, these two parts of the Torah. What does it mean he doesn't feel a difference?
I divide it to the light of Chasadim and light of Chochmah in the vessels of reception and levels of vessels of bestowal, where the light bestows, you know, the special force upon the kilim of Aviyut of Shoresh and Aleph, bestowal, and in Bet partially, and the vessels whose in coarseness in Aviyut, the second half of Bet and Gimel and Dalet, the Achap, Galgal Tainaim and Achap. And then this is how we also divide the Torah, the light of Chasadim and the light of Chochmah, which bestows upon these kilim. I am not going to get confused and get convoluted like you are with the holy temple and what people think and those wise guys over there and this and that. I don't know. I'm learning according to nature. There's the desire to receive. There's the force of the light that corrects the desire to receive. The desire to receive is divided to Aviyut, Shoresh Aleph, and half of Bet, which is Galgal Tainaim, and the other half of Bet, Gimel and Dalet, which is the Achap, and the light of the Torah has to bestow to this and to that, when it bestows upon the Kelim with the small will to receive. So they are ripe for Katnut. Katnut is bestowal, without involving into it vessels of reception, because they don't have it. And the vessels that have also the vessels of reception, which enjoy receiving, they can, if so, make themselves to receive in order to bestow. It all depends on the size of the will to receive. But even in this, in all of creation, only the will to receive and only the reforming light operates upon them. It doesn't matter if there's two parts in the Torah or 1,000 parts in the Torah. It doesn't matter. You can say that certainly each has his own Torah, because he's a kli on his own. What a koka. Nothing. Everything's clear. We only have will baruch.
Simple question. It says, but through great exertion, he can ascend to a second nature. the question is in the work between a man and his friend. What is the difference in definition between action and exertion, and action and a great exertion? He speaks of a great exertion.
Exertion is also an effort. I don't know what...
What is a great effort?
Great exertion, probably a greater avyut. Smaller and smaller. Why are you so confused? There's the will to receive. There's the reforming light. And there is exertion of person who is in the will to receive, but he can, through the environment only by the environment, to give forth, to put forth efforts in order to invite upon himself the reforming light. That's it. There's nothing but that. No, they're starting their philosophies like this and like that to spin it. What's wrong? In such a way, certainly you'll get confused. And how do you explain this to your students?
There's an action between a man and his friend. So, on what depends the result of the reforming light from this action?
In that action, there is no reforming light because it's a friend and a person and his friend. But through the actions between a person and his friend, we can invite the reforming light. But it's not that in the action itself it exists. No way. What am I creating, light?
No, that's a question. On what depend the plus, you know, action plus there's an invitation of the light?
So I will answer you. To the extent in which I turn to the Creator and ask of Him to help me, for Him to help me to do an act of bestowal towards a friend, I am using the Creator to help me do an action towards the friend. Why? Because in my action towards the friend, I'm bringing forth even greater contentment to the Creator than if I were turned to Him directly. Let's say I have before me a mother, a woman, and I can do something good for her, and I can do something good for her child. So she will enjoy more if I were to do an action of bestowal towards her child for him to enjoy. Let's say I'm a doctor. I can heal the child and her. It doesn't matter. Later. She will be happier by that. That's why my action towards the friend, by that I'm turning to the Creator and asking of Him, give me the ability to bestow to the friend. But what I mean is that by that I'm bringing contentment to the Creator. I am extending His action. Me and Him now become as partners. And He on purpose corrupts the friends so that I will bestow to them. Because he's disclosing the uncorrected kelim so that we will correct them. And by that, of course, he has contentment. Okay, next.
Item 15. Now we can understand the words of Hillel HaNasi to the proselyte that the essence of the Torah is love your friend as yourself. And the remaining 612 mitzvot are but an interpretation and preparation for it.
I mean, this is a rule, this is a law. Other than love thy friend as thyself, there is nothing. All the rest is just the details of that law.
And even the mitzvot between man and the Creator are regarded as a preparation for the mitzvah, for that mitzvah, which is the final aim emerging from the Torah and mitzvot. As our sages said, the Torah and mitzvot were given only so as to cleanse Israel, which is the cleansing of the body until one acquires a second nature defined as love of others. Meaning, the one mitzvah, love your friend as yourself, which is the final aim of the Torah, after which one immediately obtains dvekut with him.
Meaning, he doesn't do any additional action after love thy friend as thyself. If he completes that action, immediately he comes to love thy God, thy Lord, in complete adhesion.
But one must not wonder why it was not defined in the words, and you will love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your might. He did this for the above reason, that indeed, with respect to a person who is still within the nature of creation, there is no difference between the love of the Creator and the love of his fellow person. For anything that is from another is unreal to him. And because the proselyte asked Hillel HaNasi to explain to him the desired outcome of the Torah, so his goal would be near and he would not have to walk a long way, he said, "Teach me the whole Torah while I am standing on one leg." And he defined it for him as love of his friend, since its aim is nearer and is revealed faster, since it is mistake-proof and is demanding.
Questions? Everyone fell asleep. What's going on? Yes, we.
Rav, what is the nature of creation?
The will to receive.
Meaning, when a person is in the nature of creation, he has nothing about the love of the Creator and nothing towards love of men, right?
Of course nothing. A desire to enjoy. What do you want? Let me enjoy life. That's the nature.
So the stage when you begin to come close or to touch love of friends, it's after the machsom, after the barrier?
Also actions before the machsom are already on the path. Otherwise, how will you cross the machsom?
It's not clear if I'm in my nature.
The simple nature is still vegetative and animal, which is called let me live. That's it. Each does the commands of nature. There's another special creature called Adam, a human, who has an additional desire. A desire for everything. Not for small degrees, like still vegetative animal, we could say, or like Shoresh Aleph and Bet, but Gimel and Dalet. It wants everything that is beyond that. Meaning, what his eyes see, his eyes don't see, the heart sees. He wants this and this and this and this, and mainly, what does he want? What he sees in others. That's it. I once didn't want, well, what didn't I want?
Falafel.
Falafel, yes, you remember my example, yes? All of a sudden I see everyone, falafel, falafel. So I also started to want it, to taste it, at least something. And so on, until I was incorporated with it too. And also other things like that. And this is considered that a person acquires a desire from the others. The desire. Desire is an invention of the Creator, which He gave out to each and every one. No. It's written, go and be and earn from others. What are we earning here from? By getting the desire from each and every one. He's enjoying. I also want to enjoy, but I don't have a desire for what he's enjoying. So you will buy that desire and you'll enjoy. That's how we develop. But this is only in the degree of man, of a person. What does he have inside of him? Jealousy, envy, lust, and honor. What animals don't have. How does he write that through the virtue of honor, lust, and envy, he takes a person not out of the world? It's in the introduction to the tree of life. Etz Chaim.
It's not clear. If I'm a man,
he calls it like a sgula, a remedy. Look for that word there. Yes, Uri?
If I'm in a state of Adam, I'm already at a higher degree. It's already fine.
I don't know if you are in Adam.
I guess not, but if I am in that level, I'm at a higher degree.
Look, there's Adam, or a person who's called a person in this world. He's jealous of people in a little way, what they have here. A little, he has this car, or some apartment, and he's jealous of that. That's it. You lived in some... if you were to live in some village, you'd be envious of other things, of your neighbors. And that's it. And that's what you would suffice. We call Adam, a person, the revelation in his heart of a desire that he all of a sudden feels unrest completely, not to acquire from others what he sees around him. That's regular development of humanity. It's above the degree of still vegetative and animal, but it's the degree of human. Meaning a person in this world. The fact that there are people who have inside of them the beginning of a desire to achieve the essence of life, the purpose of life, the internality of the world, why all this is and for what. That is a desire to attain godliness, only still in a unscrutinized manner exactly. Not refined, not pure. Not pure, maybe not stable, not sorted properly. But that's a desire for godliness. Such people, we call them Yasharkel Israel. Today in this world, we have millions like that, where the world is beginning to enter into a shattering because of this. Why is life? For what? What do we get out of life? There are nevertheless many people that you cannot block them, and you can give them all the pleasures in the world. You can confuse them still, but it's not that the desire that awakens in them is pure. The desire, without the confusion with all kinds of other desires, that you can silence with something that's of this world. They're asking above the stars, they want to do. Look how many programs we have on aliens and all kinds of, that they come and from where, what star are we from, and it's all around that. That's how the world advances. So this is already a desire above the nature of man of this world. Meaning you have still vegetative animal, man of this world, and Israel, what we call Israel. And also Israel is divided into several parts, meaning there are degrees here. Until we talk about those people who are truly coming to us and beginning to refine onwards their will to receive, so it they understand where it's from and what it needs to be aimed towards, and by what I can aim it in a precise manner and to long specifically to the goal. This is work.
So this is the place where the nature of creation changes, the natural nature that we're born with.
We are constantly restricting the way, our path, so it'll be more aimed, more sharp, where it becomes a very thin line. How do you sing? The way to the Creator is a very thin line. Yeah. That's what you get to. And then you have exactly actions that stem from one another, and they all come to the goal and are directing you to the goal, etc.
So until this narrow line, that's where
the ladder begins.
And that's where love of friends starts and love of the Creator?
Yes, but there is preparation.
So how do we come to this place of this very narrow line? This narrow place?
Very simply, what is a place? Desire. Restrict your desire to one in the goal, and you will get a very thin line. Only through the group, in order to bestow to the Creator, which is in the center of the group, and everything is arranged. Yes, Alex.
So on one leg is the left leg.
What is it written? And the explaining on one foot? All the Torah on one foot. Where does he explain that? No. Oh, and now he's saying. No, but what's one foot, he's asking? To me, it seems like it's the middle line. A straight foot is usually spoke to about on the right line. I don't know. How does he explain it somewhere? About standing on one foot. The principle of standing on one foot is like Rabbi Akiva would say, in love thy friend thyself, don't do to your friend what is hated upon you. That's on one foot. One principle, very simple. Check according to yourself whether you love it or not. What you love, do to others. That's on one foot. But there are, I'm sure, other interpretations to it.
Yes, no.
Once I was at your home back there in the center of America, in Mississippi there, and you gave me a hat as a gift, and I am now looking for it and I can't find it. I wanted to bring it to you back because I don't use it, but really a good, beautiful hat. I'll find it.
I was waiting for you to wear it to give a lesson in. Bring a little bit of tech.
My name is Ani Ase Zepamachat.
If I will find it, I will do it one time. In Purim, I don't know, I can't find it anywhere. Maybe I gave it?
Somebody.
Maybe I gave it to Uri Meron? To Uri Meron?
They found it and left the hat. Look, just like this, hanging on your door.
No, that's not the same hat. That's a hat from the circus. I'll show you. No. It's not a real hat from leather like you brought me. Something from plastic.
How to clearly see what is... What is to see?
To see?
No.
What is to see?
How to...
That's a problem. It's a problem. To understand the heart, our heart, there's a picture. Who drew this? From the Impressionists, where the heart is wrapped with four layers. Find it. It's... The heart is wrapped with four layers. We don't understand our heart. Inside the heart, that's where the Creator is. But we don't feel that. We feel that we want something outside that.
We can start unraveling what we're seeing and feeling inside the heart.
Ken, badai.
Yes, of course, because that's where you discover that is a feeling that you cannot describe. You can't describe it. Where the Creator is revealed inside the heart, and the heart and the Creator become the same thing. It's... That is the correction. That's the end of correction.
Is this what's holding us back because we're not willing to look?
Now we can't look, we don't see. We are still very far from that. Our heart is in the hands of the Creator. We need to rub on it, we need to wear it down. To take off of it all the klipot, all the shells, the peels, and then discover the true heart. That's called the fleshy heart. But upon it, there's the klipa, the shell of the stony heart.
Is there a flow chart you can break it down for us and how to do that?
No, it's not in the hands of men. That's not in our hands. That's through the friends to the Creator and for Him to do the action. The most correct, I'll tell you, if the friends will ask for the Creator to correct your heart, then you will receive your heart clean and corrected. But it's under the condition that they will ask, will truly ask and want for it to happen.
If I am wanting it corrected so I can bestow, correct? That's only it. I am wanting it so I can bestow.
Yes. We have one friend now from the Moscow group who really needs our support. If we were to all ask from all our hearts and from our entire connection, we would help him heal.
Sounds like a good daily task. Thank you.
Tov, Niv, Ken.
Okay, Niv, yes.
Yesterday, I was in the point of the heart. Every Tuesday, there are groups that study all around Israel, and we are in a very deep process of preparation for the Congress. In a sense, 4 weeks, 4 lessons, we already are learning about the importance of the influence of the environment and how the Congress is the perfect environment, and I'm highly impressed by it. Everyone is there is on fire, and they signed up, and the preparation is at its peak, as if the Congress is tomorrow. And I would have liked to pass this excitement and preparation to the world clear. The question is, how do you recommend we do it? How can we enter? How can we study the Congress material, ignite ourselves about it? We would feel that it's already here, 3 weeks or less.
I think that we're advancing from lesson to lesson. We need to open our hearts more, which comes through our general thought, the mutual thoughts. One alone cannot press it. It won't help. Only through the friends, through the others. And God willing, I think that we can and we are doing good steps here. What else can we do? Only connections. And send me each time from which group or where you're connecting there throughout the day and what link or what, because I am very confused. I'm doing this and this and this, and all of a sudden I see again the time has passed. So send each time.
Are we starting to study the lesson material, the Congress material?
On one hand, it could be. On the other hand, I'm not sure that it's so important. We're all the time around this. The general topic, we're learning all the time. We're processing it and working it all the time. So for us to go over those specific verses, there's no point. Specifically, by all this material around, we are preparing ourselves in a more general way so that we will already be in all those pieces of knowledge and feelings and deeds and in this program. We're no longer seeing this as something foreign. And also, our explanation is becoming more simple, easier, more to the point. We are dividing our discernments in a very clear manner and short. I am very satisfied from the scrutinies that we have today. Everything is becoming more approachable.
I remember a few days ago, you gave an example that a person can come to the Congress, one will gain a lot, one will gain little, and it all depends on the level of preparation.
So that's willingness. That's how we truly prepare everyone. what? When we are learning now, let's say Matan Torah, that's not learning in generality for the convention. I don't even know the lessons that they connected, that they composed for there. Really not. I didn't even open them yet. Because what's going to be there? There'll be verses that you think there'll be verses that you didn't read or heard? There's no such thing. It all depends on the preparation of the heart, where each time you see those verses in a new way. And this is what we're preparing. We're preparing our hearts. Yes.
So let's focus, because I understand from your answers that I don't understand what is internal preparation for the Congress.
Internal preparation for the convention is that your heart is operating to absorb everyone together into one kli, and then you will reveal the Creator and see Him in the right connection, which He will arrange it. He who does peace in the heavens will do peace upon us and all of Israel, will discover the connection, and in it we will discover Him as the, how should we say, the one who executes the connection, that builds the connection, who does it. It's altogether His work. We will discover the work of the Lord. And that's it. What did you find, Sunny?
About envy, lust, and honor, we should read the, item 3 in the introduction to the book Panim Yoratim Usbirot. There's something small I can read.
So for tomorrow, prepare it for us. And as far as, what was the other thing? 1 foot? No? Well, from Matan Torah, then we read it. Okay, that's it. Well, and?
Announcement. Open Friday. Friends from all the groups in Israel and the TV viewers are invited to a special Kabbalah lesson and festive meal Friday, 2:45 a.m., Nevatim 12 Nevatim Street in Petah Tikva. To coordinate your arrival, please call 700-509-209. Thank you to our TV viewers and have a good day. A fundamentals course in the wisdom of Kabbalah. Kabbalah La'am campus is excited to invite you to an introductory lecture to the course Fundamentals in the Wisdom of Kabbalah. The evening will take place January 23rd in Kfar Blum. Tickets are 30 shekels and when you register in advance. For details, 700-509-209 or on the website kab.co.il. Connecting to the good life, the World Kabbalah Convention. Friends, students, dear viewers, you're invited to the World Kabbalah Convention. It will take place February 19th through the 21st in Tel Aviv. The early registration, early bird, and January 31st. Please hurry up and sign up. For details, 700-509-209 or the website kab.co.il.
בשביל מה נולדת? בואו את כל הנסתרות. בואו על מה פעם שאלת ותגלה בעצמך תשובות. בואו את החיבור בינינו. בואו את עומקי לבך. בואו את מה שגילינו, איך הבורא הכל הכין בשבילך. את הלב היא פותחת.